let's work through valuation models worksheet number one. Now, these are all phony companies, but as we go through them, we're going to ask, what do you think the risk versus reward profile of each company is? And then when we get to real companies, then it'll be for real, right? So let's read number one. Indiana Electric Company pays $1.25 per year in dividends. And they've done so for many years, and we expect it to continue doing so well into the future. If our expected rate of return is 6%, how much would we be willing to pay for the stock? So let's say the stock were selling for $20. Would we consider it a potentially good investment? Which dividend discount model did we use? Well, with a company that has been paying dividends constantly, not growing those dividends, for example, a utility, then we would use the zero growth model. And that's a very simple model. The value of the stock is equal to the annual dividends divided by the required rate of return. So take the $1.25 that we receive from them every year, divided by our 6% required rate of return. 125 divided by 0.06 is 20.833333, or about $20.83. So the stock is selling for $20. Our model is telling us that it's worth $20.83. So, you know, it might be a potentially good investment for us. Of course, the model is just pointing us in the direction. We need to do much more research before we can make a decision about whether or not this is a good company for us to invest in. Make sense? We believe it's worth $20.83 at 6% rate of return. It's selling for $20. The model is saying, hey, this may be a company that we are interested in. Number two, Pritchard's Pretty Good Pretzels is paying $0.85 per year in dividends. Their dividend growth rate, though, has been very constant at 4%. So they've been growing their dividends at about 4% a year. Our expected rate of return is 9%. At what price would we consider Pritchard's to be a potentially good investment? Which dividend discount model did we use? Well, remember, when the company is paying dividends and growing those dividends at a constant rate of, say, 4, 5, 6%, sometimes more, sometimes less, we use the Gordon growth model, also called the constant perpetual growth model, which is kind of a silly name because don't constant and perpetual mean kind of the same thing? Whatever. Now, the formula is very similar to the zero growth model. We just add a couple of terms. It's the annual dividends, as it was with the previous model, times one plus the dividend growth rate. In other words, what's it going to be next year? And then we divide that by the required rate of return minus the dividend growth rate. So we just add a couple of terms. We make sure you do what's in the parentheses first, and then do the numerator, and then do the denominator, and then do the division. So the division is the last thing you do. If you do the division before you do some of the other things, you're probably not going to get the right answer. So make sure you do what's in the numerator first, what's in the parentheses, and then in the numerator, and then what's in the denominator, do the subtraction in the denominator, and then divide. So 1 plus the dividend growth rate of 4%, 1 plus 4%, that's 1.04. Make sure you understand that. If you don't, contact me, because it's pretty straightforward. And if you don't get it right, if you do 1.4, that's not right. It's 1.04. So you multiply 85 cents times 1.04, and you get about 88.5 cents about. You know, don't have to be precise. And then 9% required rate of return minus 4% dividend growth rate gives us 5%, or 0.05 in the denominator. 0.884 divided by 0.05 is $17.68. So we believe the stock is worth $17.68 if we require a 9% rate of return. If our expected rate of return, if our desired rate of return, they all mean the same thing. And some people might use the term discount rate to try to fool everybody. But it's just, in other words, what we're interested in. What are we looking for in our investment? If it were selling for less than $17.68, we'd say, cool, this is a good buy. Maybe if it were selling a little bit more, we'd say, eh, maybe it's something we're interested in. If it were selling for a lot more, we might say, no, we got to go look elsewhere. Either way, anyway, we've got to do a whole lot more research than just plug in a few numbers and come up with a result. Okay, it's now on to number three, where we're going to use a model which is very near and dear to my heart, the discounted cash flow model. Jimba Jamba Jamba Juice. You've heard of them. They sell people 800 calories of sugar. Yeah. It's currently selling for $56 per share. Now, for the next 3 years, we expect the dividends to be $1.80, $2, and $2.25. We forecast the price per share to be $75 at the end of the 3 years. So if we desire a rate of return of 10% using the discount cash flow model, would we consider this a potentially good investment? Now remember, it's selling for $56. Let's compute the present value, what we believe the Jimba Jamba Jamba Juice is worth. So what we do is we write down the years, boom, 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 write down the 3 years right in a row. And then next to them, we write the future cash flows. So $1.80 the first year, $2 the second year, $2.25 the third year. But what we add to that is the expected stock price in the 3 years. And of course, where do we get that? Judgment. We look at Value Line. We maybe consult a few other resources. And we think it's going to be $75. So $2.25 of dividends plus $75 is $77.25. So we write those down in our little spreadsheet. Those are the future cash flows. Now we've got to know what they're worth to us today. So we are interested in a 10% rate of return. We go to the present value table and find the first three present value multipliers for 10%. 0.909, 0.826, 0.751. Make sure you can do this. Remember, the spreadsheet will do it for us. It'll do the calculations for us. But it's really not that hard. You just go to the table and look them up for 10%. But then if you want to recalculate it, yeah, that's why the spreadsheet's so nice. You just change it from 10% to 9%, and the thing does it itself. If we have to do it manually with a 99-cent calculator, we've got to write down the other three numbers. So then we multiply $1.80 times 0.909 and get $1.63, $1.62, doesn't have to be close, $1.63.5. For the second year, $2 times 0.826 or $1.652. And then the third year, $77.25 times 0.751. And that's a little over $58, $58.0148. Adding those three present values of future cash flows up, $1.63.62, $1.65.2, $58.0148, we get $61 at 0.303, or about $61.30. Again, we don't have to be precise. Now, that's what we believe it's worth. It's selling for $56. This is a potentially good investment for us. Why? Because we believe the stock is worth $61.30 and it's selling for $56. Now, this is just the beginning. This is not the end. We don't just jump up and down, scream and holler and say, hey, this is the stock we're going to buy. We now have to do a whole lot more research. Download the annual report. Read everything you can about the company. Look at their competitors. In our next chapter, we're going to learn about the financial ratios. Do the financial ratios for this company and their competitors. And then ask ourselves, do we really want to own this company? Do we want to be a part owner of a company that sells 800 calories of sugar to people, helping them get diabetes? Oh, well. Yeah. And that is the discounted cash flow model, a very powerful model, but there are many others. Our last problem is number four, the price of biotechnology, nanotechnology. What a silly name. Yeah, nanotechnology is an incredibly powerful technology, but nobody really understands what it is. And it started becoming popular about 15 years or so ago when people started seeing it in the news and reports about nanotechnology. And there's a company based here in San Diego called Nanotech. And for some reason, their stock price started rising. Nobody knew why, and they didn't know why. They figured it was because people heard about nanotechnology and they saw the name Nanotech. Okay, buy this company. So they're currently selling for $15 a share. They pay no dividends. They probably aren't making any money. But for some reason, we expect the price 3 years to be now, the price 3 years from now to be $35 per share. Maybe we saw it on Valueline or one of the other research entities. Maybe some talking head on the internet or television told us that. Or maybe we just believe that it's going to be a powerful company in the next few years. So we'll set a three-year price of $35. If our desired rate of return is 12%, would this be a potentially good buy? Now, what's the hint? What's the only model you can use with this information? It's not paying any dividends, so we can't use the Gordon model. The dividend discount model, even without cash flows of dividends, we can treat the stock price in 3-5 years, whatever, as a future cash flow. With no dividends, we can still use the discounted cash flow model to compute an approximate valuation. The valuation is equal to the expected stock price in 3 years, $35, times the present value multiplier at our 12% required rate of return for 3 years. So we go over to the 12% down 3 years and we see 0.715. So $35 times 0.715 gives us $24.92. So we believe it is worth $24.92. But do you see the difference between Jimba Jamba Jumba Juice and biotechnology nanotechnology? Yeah, right. And companies that have been paying dividends for a long time, earning money, making sugar water for people or pretzels. Yes, that's very different from a company that's just starting out with new technologies, not making any money, not paying any dividends. It could win big or it could lose big. So we believe it is worth $24, but it's a very speculative stock. It could be worth 50 bucks in 3 years. It could also be worth 50 cents. So for every speculative stock you buy, please be sure to buy 4 or 5 large cap companies with their roots deep in the global economy. Okay? Okay, please, please, please. Hey, it's your money. You do what you want with it. But I believe that your portfolio should be filled more with Pritchard's Pretty Good Pretzels and Jimba Jamba Jumba Juice than it should be with biotechnology, nanotechnology, you know. Okay, now, do these over again. Do them, hide the answers, do them again. Once you've done them a few times, they're actually pretty darn easy. And they're going to be on exam number 2. And they're going to be on exam number 3. And they're going to be on exam number 4. And they're going to be on the final exam, so you might as well learn how to do them now. Okay? Okay. Thank you so very much for your excellent effort and attention.